The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. Just go to ESPN975.com and click on that. Put your go to the chat room. Put some comments there. Be happy to get to them if they're worthwhile. And even if they're not, sometimes. Twitter, Joe asked, what is the logic against betting baseball? Never understood it. I'll give you my logic. It's different than AJ's. I believe that to consistently win, you can't focus on everything. And I very specifically during the summer spend my time with horses and poker. And then when football starts up again, I get on that. I play a lot of CFL because I follow that and I know enough about it. I follow baseball, but I find baseball to be a high variance sport. You can have a good pitcher, have a bad night. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. There's some people who are very good at it, but it is not something I choose to focus on because I also feel like I have enough other stuff to bet on, and I want to be good at certain things. And I treat baseball the same way I treat the NBA. If I see some kind of situation where it gets my attention, like if one team is like 0 for 10 and back-to-backs in the NBA or something like that, if I find something like that, I'll bet it. And like I said, a couple weeks ago, I thought about betting against the Astros, and then I just decided, man, I don't like that idea because I'm pretty sure Verlander was pitching. I may be wrong. And it's like, do I really want to do that?
He was like a minus 450 or something the other day.
Yeah. So
it's ridiculous.
So yeah, it's not a matter of, for me, it's a matter of I focus on what I'm good at, and I just don't. I don't have the time to put in the effort to study baseball betting trends enough to where I want to do it. And it's just, plus I have, like I said, I have enough to bet on right now.
Well, and here's the other thing for me, like the sports that I bet on, football and college basketball, there's almost always, I mean, in college basketball, there's usually at least 3 or 4 days between games. That's plenty of time for me to, like, you know, see what's going on with these teams, you know, how they look in their last game. Like with baseball, I mean, you're handicapping a team every night. So what baseball ends up being is you're handicapping three things. Well, four things maybe. The ballpark is one. But you're handicapping a starting pitcher. You're handicapping an umpire. And you're handicapping who's getting set in the lineup tonight. It's a lot of stuff for like to do in, you know, less than 24 hours.
Right.
And if you want to, it's difficult, I would say.
So even with hockey, I've got a few days between games.
Yeah.
And it's just when it's just constantly there, and, you know, I would think you could pick your spots a little more, but it's an awful lot of work to pick your spots, in my opinion. And I just think there's better sports to bet on. And I have more success with other sports. So, yeah, it's not, you know, and I'm not saying I won't bet on a game every now and then if I see something I like. Now, I used to play preseason win totals a lot and did pretty well with that. But day in, day out, it's like tennis. I could see there's a lot of times where I might want to bet tennis, but same thing. You got to study it closely and the trends and everything else. And I don't know anybody who can spend that much time handicapping every single sport and still have a job.
Yeah.
So 832 said, just put down a $50 bet on a 17 parlay based off of this conversation.
Well, there you
Cleveland
go.
From Cincinnati. Good luck, Cleveland. Which is, that's almost the exact of what, just did the exact opposite of what we were telling you to do, but that's okay. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but how serious do you think this Zeke Elliott not playing without a new contract thing is?
I mean, I think it's pretty serious. I don't know if he's willing to sit out an entire season a la Le'Veon, but I mean, it's been proven that there are guys who will do that.
Yeah, I would have never thought Bell would have sat out a full season, but I do think he was in a little better spot because he's made more money over his career.
Right.
And he knew he was still going to get paid. Zeke's still under contract next year, even if he sits out a year.
So if he sits out a full year, he still has another year of being under contract. Yeah, that's a I get that he's trying to play the game, but I think he'll be back. You know, I don't think he can manage the full season.
You know what I wouldn't put past him? Comes back, plays a couple games, and then tweaks something. And
could see that.
That way he gets his money and he sits out the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw somebody today post, and they said there's nothing unfair with the there's no reason why the Cowboys shouldn't offer Dak in a range of 30 plus million like Matt Ryan, or Zeke in the 13 plus million like Le'Veon Bell, or Amari in the 16.5 million range like Mike Evans. Those offers will tend to go up from here. And this guy says he believes all three deals get done. And I'm saying if you pay those three guys, like the three guys you're comparing them to, yeah, deals will get done. But your team is not going to – I mean, you're going to be hamstrung. And what I said was when you compare Dak to Matt Ryan, Matt Ryan is a league MVP who went to a Super Bowl. Dak Prescott is not that. Mike Evans is a guy who has multiple seasons of double-digit touchdowns, coming off a 1,500-yard season. Amari Cooper's never caught more than 7 touchdowns in a season. And he was basically on the trash heap last year. Now you want to pay him the same as Mike Evans? And I don't know how to put this delicately. Le'Veon Bell's never been suspended for beating up women. That's... And not only that, and then thrown into another controversy the next offseason. It's just...
You have to be a little concerned about him imploding on you. There's no question.
There's super high blow-up potential.
I mean,
the Dak to Matt Ryan one is maybe the most absurd.
Well,
from a skill level, those guys aren't... They're not in the same stratosphere.
Dak should make Andy Dalton money. Because I think that's what he is. I think he's Andy Dalton, and I don't mean that as an insult. I mean that as a guy you can win with, especially if you have a great offensive line in front of you, which you do, and a great running back, which you do. But would I put him on a team? Like, if I put Dak Prescott on the Texans with that offensive line, I think you're looking at Brian Hoyer.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's the thing. So you have to pay him because you're in that no man's land of – is he a superstar quarterback,
right,
or is he a serviceable quarterback? I think at worst he's serviceable. I don't think he's ever going to be a superstar, but I think he's pretty good. So you got that guy. Don't you kind of have to pay him?
I guess.
Bengals had to pay Dalton. I think he's in a better place than the Dolphins were when they had to make a decision on Tannehill. But, I kind of think he's that guy. And I just don't think he'd be very good on a team that didn't have the offensive line and the running game.
I mean, I honestly think, I mean, if I said right now, gun to your head, who's a better player, Dak Prescott or Marcus Mariota? I mean, can you 100% say for certainty who's going to have a better career going forward? I can't.
I can't either.
Would you ever consider giving Marcus Mariota the same money that Matt Ryan is getting? You can't.
About Jameis Winston.
I mean, Jameis Winston's in the same boat as those guys. Guys who the Bucks have to decide what to do with him. And I'm not interested in paying that money.
Yeah.
Like at some point, having a respectable quarterback. And Marcus Mariota is a respectable quarterback. Jameis Winston's a respectable quarterback. Dak is a respectable quarterback. Those guys are serviceable NFL starters. But you can't win a Super Bowl with guys like that.
No.
Not unless the rest of your team is just a monster. The Cowboys aren't a monster. I mean,
they're good, though. They've got a lot of talent around him in terms, especially, I mean, they've drafted so well on defense. They've got a good defense. They got
but what if they don't have Zeke Elliott? How good's that?
Then the defense is going to be on the field more, and then you're going to have to ask Dak to win games for you, and I don't think he's capable of doing that.
I don't want to do that.
But we shall see. All right. We're going to take a break. Tell you where your buddy Ryan Russillo is going to wind up when we come back. I wanted to get to that. And a lot more. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Take a little of everything.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's almost fantasy football time, and do you want to join the biggest NFL season-long tournament ever? Of course you do. If you love fantasy football, then you need to enter the $3.5 million Best Ball Championship on Draft. That's right, $3.5 million in real money. That doesn't suck. Who doesn't want to get in on $3.5 million? And I've been playing draft for a while. I've got a season-long baseball one going on that I'm winning right now. Listen, this one is season-long, but there's no management. You just set it and forget it. That's the best part about it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. You don't even have to set your lineup. Your best players get automatically started, and you'll get the best score every week guaranteed. No salary caps. You play in a real-life snake draft just like you play with your friends. And the other cool thing about this is you don't share players. So it's not like the other leagues where you might have a great team, but then somebody has the same team. No, that doesn't happen on draft. There's no better place to play than on draft. You could draft a team any time you want. Leagues start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. Matter of fact, my baseball draft team has Zach Greinke. He's going tonight for your Astros. It's all available in the App Store and Google Play or online at draft.com. For a limited time only, you can get a free entry into the Best Ball Championship when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right, a free shot at $1 million just by using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to draft.com and come play free with promo code FRED.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. So, your buddy Ryan Russillo is leaving ESPN.
To do what? Go walk into strangers' houses naked?
He is going to join The Ringer full-time.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's, apparently, though, he says, this is not an anti-ESPN move. It's a pro-Ringer one. I've wanted to pursue other things for a while, and Bill Simmons gave me this opportunity.
All right. Well.
Good luck.
Have a good podcast.
Yeah, and, you want to try something different other than walking into people's houses drunk, I'm guessing. So
that is fun.
Yeah. It is.
It's so funny. We were talking about the all the QBs who might know Bill O'Brien's system, the great quarterback whisperer. And Christian Hackenberg, who's like still a free agent on the scrap pile. Yeah. He played for the Memphis AAF team, the Memphis Express last. And then you said, what about Matt? What's Matt McGloin up to? Matt McGloin quit playing football. He's going back to Penn State to be their announcer. I mean, I don't know how anyone bought into Bill O'Brien being like this genius quarterback coach when, yeah. I mean, literally the only quarterback he's ever, you know, made something out of was the best one he had. And
in college, he got more out of Hackenberg than anybody else did. Woo.
Maybe. I mean, Hackenberg was a 5-star recruit, though. You could argue he got what he was supposed to get out of him.
For 1 year, and then the guy went completely downhill. So
I'd argue Deshaun Watson has made Bill O'Brien look less foolish, if anything.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. And somebody says, take a look at Dak and Deshaun's stats last year. Very similar, and that includes rushing. Dak is a very mobile quarterback, not a stiff like Hoyer or Mallett.
Saying he's Hoyer or Mallett.
No. I think with the Texans he would be, yeah. And Deshaun, pretty much better stats across the board, and there it's not that close. The other thing I would mention is it goes back to what I was talking about in the conversation. Put Dak behind the Texans' offensive line, and his numbers are nowhere near what Deshaun put up last year. And you put Deshaun behind that Cowboys.
Dak also had Zeke Elliott, so there. He's playing against stacked boxes all day. No one's stacking the box for Lamar Miller. Trust me.
Yeah. So Ashok says Ringer's revenue was $18 million from podcasts in 2018.
That's wild, man. Well, good for them.
Yeah. That's is that gross or net or what? I'd be curious because that's always the thing that. It's like I have friends in the poker world that say, oh, yeah, my revenue was $7 million last year. It's like, well, you spent $5.5 million. So what's the net? Because, I mean, I've had years where I won a whole bunch of money. And it sounds great, but I also spent a whole hell of a lot to get there. 713-780-ESPN. Jake says, how about Ryan Mallett? I don't think there's any way.
No.
That, now that O'Brien has complete control over everything, he's not taking any of these guys back.
He'd have to ask the GM.
Yeah. Hey, that's where he's looking in the mirror, right? He's looking at himself.
Yeah.
Or Jack Easterby.
I actually heard a commercial with Ryan Mallett in it the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said, I played my college football at Arkansas.
Uh-oh. Where- did he get... Was it a milk commercial?
Yes, it was a milk commercial.
Oh, how did I miss out on that?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
So what did he say?
He said, I grew up in Texas, in Texarkana, having to drink just average old milk. Had I been in Arkansas the whole time, drinking Arkansas milk, I'd be 6 inches taller and I'd still be in the NFL. Mm-mm, Arkansas milk.
Mm.
That's a real commercial, I heard it.
Really? Yeah. Does that really exist?
Yeah. but yeah, Ryan Mallett, I don't think he hasn't played anything since 2017. You ain't bringing that guy back.
Yeah, welcome back. This is the AJ and Fowler show. AJ, just curious, who should play quarterback for the Texans?
Well, man, let me tell you something. I played for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know if you ever heard me say that. We talked about this today. How great would he be as like a King of the Hill character? Like, if he can, and Bobby, this is Clint Sterner. He played quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. He was the backup to the great Troy Aikman. I mean, hey, Bobby, what kind of milk you drinking, boy? That'd be a great episode. We didn't even get to talk about the... Did we talk about the troll account?
No.
The Friday that I left out of town?
Oh, yeah. We mentioned it briefly, but we didn't really get into any details.
You got to do better. If you're going to come after me with like a burner account, you can't create it the day of and think I'm that dumb.
Well, then start claiming that people... Is that the one where they're I got death threats and phone calls at work? Yeah. Listen, I've known our listeners a long time. And none of them are calling you at work or bullying you and threatening your life. My life was threatened. No, you're a lying sack of stuff.
A girl, a super hot chick with like her picture is of like showing off her ass. And she's getting on Twitter to complain. She's a student at Sam Houston, getting on Twitter to complain about me being a bully to the new guys on a different station. And how petty and classless it is. And to which I replied, I am petty, absolutely.
Yeah, and nobody here tends to be classy.
But I eventually told her, listen, if you're going to create a burner account and try to fool somebody, if you're a 20-year-old hot chick, use Instagram, not Twitter, like a real 20-year-old hot chick would use, like a college girl. Yeah. College girls aren't using Twitter to come at sports radio dudes. Get out of here with that. And,
yeah.
And, of course, she replies,
totally a dude.
I've got an Instagram, too. You should follow me. And I said, okay, what's the handle? I will follow you. Knowing damn well there's no Instagram account. And then the account's deleted.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. And nobody. Oh, I got death threats from. Listen, our listeners are not death threatening anybody. Our listeners are fun loving degenerates. They might make fun of you. They might. Yes, they'll come to our defense. But nobody's threatening your life. That's just dumb. Oh, I have my life threatened. I saw that, and it's like, eh. 409 said, I had a reply from the same troll account. The comment was later deleted.
Yeah, the whole account was deleted, I think.
Hmm. Oh, well. So,
RIP to that account. Can Juggalo Trey play Bobby in the live-action remake of King of the Hill? That'd be good.
Interesting.
That boy ain't right.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know enough about King of the Hill. I've only seen like parts of it. I never really watched it.
What kind of Texan are you, Fred? You don't watch King of the Hill. You don't watch Friday Night Lights.
Right, yeah.
We're going to have to disown you from this state.
I watch some Texas stuff.
Where are you from? Arkansas?
I drink Texas milk proudly.
I can't believe I haven't been hit up by Borden for an endorsement offer. What are you doing, Borden?
Or what the hell? There's a big one right down the street from me that's like huge. Is it Dairy Farms?
Every Texas milk company should be coming after me.
And honestly, I had no idea how big that complex was until I was out for a jog one morning. It's like 10 blocks. And they've always got the milk trucks coming out of there.
Oak Farms.
Oak Farms. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Okay, Oak Farms. I'm happy to endorse Oak Farms, too. Texas. At least they're in Texas.
Texas.
I like a lot of things in Texas. I mean, yeah, King of the Hill, no, not necessarily. I mean, how many other Texas shows are there?
Dallas.
Yeah, I watched that one as a kid. I didn't really like it because it's Dallas.
I didn't really like it either.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might be it.
Yeah, so he says,
oh, Walker, sorry. Texas Ranger.
Watch that, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, man.
The Lawyer Dave show?
I was hoping.
Isn't Preacher set in Texas?
It started in Texas, and then year two was New Orleans.
Okay.
And in year three, I started the first 5 minutes last night, and then I'm like, you know what? I just wasn't in the mood for it.
What about The Little Couple? That show about the tiny people.
I never saw that. That seems like it's right up my alley.
You would like that. The Leftovers was in Texas. You didn't like that?
No, that was the second season they were in Texas. And they had already lost me with their weirdness the first season. So, no, that one doesn't count.
All right.
But, wait a minute. What did I just watch? It was from Texas. Oh, the Highwayman movie.
Okay.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was
a good one.
Based on true facts.
What's that show where the people live in Waco and they fix up old houses?
Oh, Fixer Upper.
Yeah, what about Fixer Upper? Do you watch that?
No, I don't watch that.
Have one in Galveston now, a different show called Salvaging Galveston or something like that, where they fix old beaten down houses.
Boy, speaking of Galveston, did you see that? Like, Galveston was trending on Twitter all day.
Yeah.
Because the horse cops arrested a black guy and led him through town by a rope.
Oh,
like they couldn't really? Wait for a patrol car, I guess.
Oh, man.
Not a good look. And the sheriff or whoever, like the chief of police, was like, yeah, that's our trained policy. We may have to look at changing it. You think? God.
Oh, man.
Hey, that policy written in 1864.
Those cars move pretty fast. I mean, you can get one over there.
Man. Well, do I not get at least a little credit that every bit of fiction that I've ever written is based in Texas in some form or fashion?
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
I mean, that's... You know, I mean, there's always a Texas element to it or a Houston element. I wrote about Crystal Beach. How many people write about Crystal Beach?
I never have.
Yeah. There you go. I'm as Texan as the next guy. Pretty much.
Not as Texan as me.
Yeah, well.
You ever watch Storage Wars Texas? I didn't think so.
That's not really my kind of thing.
Did you ever watch that show, The Bridge? It was on FX. Like, it was a show about El Paso, like cartels
and
stuff.
Yeah, I remember watching that.
I like that show.
Yeah. I'm going to have a place in East Texas. That's as Texan as it gets.
Okay.
Come on, man. I'm going to be driving distance from Beaumont.
All right.
So, you know, I think I can. I think I deserve.
I'll allow it.
I think I deserve a Lone Star on
my
shirt.
Do you like Lonesome Dove?
I didn't hate it.
It's a good show. It's so long, but it's a good show.
Yeah, that was my only beef. It was too long. All right. Well, I'll tell you who else loves Texas. Lawyer Dave.
Yeah, it does.
He takes care of Texans. All
took
over
care of me.
State.
I'm a Texan.
Yeah, took care of me too. Guess what?
You're a Texan.
Helped Aaron with something, by the way.
What? Aaron, yeah. You had a legal issue?
He had a legal question.
Okay.
Yeah. More a question, yeah.
Yeah. Lawyer Dave took care of it. So the trifecta of the Blitz. That's why he's the official lawyer of the Blitz. And the official lawyer of the Blitzers. And he's supposed to call in here, but you know what? He's probably out right now taking care of a Blitzer in court because that's what he does. And listen, if you've been in an accident, car accident, 18-wheeler, industrial, slip and fall, workplace, any of those, he can handle it. If you have hospital negligence or maybe the doctor gave you some drugs that mess with you, he can do that. But if you're in any kind of these situations and you need medical attention, well, guess what? Call him first because guess what? They're going to take care of you. If they take your case, they're going to make sure you get the medical attention you need. Doesn't matter if you can afford it or not. They're going to handle it. He practices everywhere in Texas, and the consultation's free. So if you got a legal question, and maybe it doesn't involve personal injury, go ahead and give him a call because you know what's going to happen. He's either going to tell you, "Hey, you don't have a case," or "I'll take it," or you go see this lawyer. He does this much better than we do. That's what he does. He wants the best for the Blitzers. He doesn't get paid a dime until you win, so he loves to gamble on you and on himself. And you know what? A lot of lawyers like to use him in court. He's that good. He's based here in Houston, but again, you can get him anywhere in Texas. Give him a call, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or you can get him on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave Law, or you can go to lawyerdave.com, and if you're coming to the listener party, Lawyer Dave will be here, and you could even ask some legal questions there. He'll even answer them that way. Or if you need to, you just tweet me, and I'll give you all his information. 713-626-8900. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Behold the king. The King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody mentioned Happen Leonard, based in Texas. I watched that, and I've read a bunch of the books. Have you? No.
No.
But you know who else is based in Texas?
Jerome Solomon.
Jerome Solomon. Exactly. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, fellas?
It's going sporty, man. You know that.
I guess we can take this time to announce. It looks like you're gonna be on board with us, huh?
Yeah. Sunday morning, starting 2 weeks from now, 9 a.m. Houston Sports Show on ESPN 97.5. Should be a fun way to get your morning going when you're on the way to church or on your way to tailgate or coming back in from strip clubs, whatever.
Whatever you're doing.
Whatever you're doing, we'll be there every morning. Sunday morning.
I guess it'll be somewhat similar to what you're doing on the television show.
Yeah, I'm piecing it together, trying to figure out the best way to make use of that hour. But yeah, it's just going to be fun, light, and entertaining. It's not going to be nuts and bolts and, you know, you guys 97.5, y'all don't do boring, so we won't do much of that at all. It'll be something silly and fun, I'm sure. And we'll run some stuff from the TV show as well. I mean, when we do different interviews and, you know, Barry's BS report is one of the fun things, so we'll rack some of those up and run them by and share them with more people who don't get to watch the show every Sunday.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything, but the program director here now has gotten Jerome Solomon back in the fold. He's gotten Booker T and Brad here. He's gotten Braddock on with Creighton.
That guy's very good.
I don't know much about him, but I think he's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah,
I mean, he dresses so much better than AJ, too. You know,
it's super hot, too.
It stands out.
That's
he's
right.
He's an impressive young man.
That's right. Well, Jerome, what do you make of what you've seen of these Texans so far? And as they get ready to start preseason now, it looks like without AJ McCarron, at least I wouldn't expect him to play tomorrow. What do they do at quarterback? Because I mean, your third string quarterback isn't a guy that you can exactly run out there for 3.5 quarters and feel okay with.
Not at all. I mean, just the idea that he even makes the squad just to be a special team, I don't think he's special enough to do that. But hey, I don't put together that roster. That's Bill O'Brien's job. They need a quarterback. I mean, it's as simple as that. AJ McCarron should be a serviceable backup, but we really, you know, we haven't seen a lot of him. And you know for darn well, the odds are, I mean, usually there's only one or two quarterbacks who play 16 games anyway. And with the style of play that Deshaun Watson plays, and with the horrid offensive line generally up front, he's going to be nicked, and he'll miss a game. He'll miss some quarters or snaps or something along the way. And you've got to be able to, you know, to keep going. You can't go, well, our quarterback's out, season's over kind of thing either. And I really need to see McCarron in the preseason to have any idea of what he does and what he can do in this offense. And I don't know if they've got a real update on how serious the injury is, but it's a setback for sure.
Yeah, we were talking about it. Certainly, if Joe Webb's your only guy, you're going to have him out there for four quarters of a preseason game on Thursday night?
You have no choice. It'd be foolish to put Deshaun Watson out there.
I think the move is to put a jersey on T.J. Yates.
he's as capable. He might be more capable than Joe Webb.
He knows the offense. Get him out there.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I mean, I think they should have brought in a third quarterback anyway, aside from Joe Webb. But they like the guy. They like his personality, and they like what he does because he's quote unquote versatile. But how versatile are you if you're the worst receiver, the worst running back, the worst quarterback, and just another special team guy? You know what I mean? Like I said, not my team.
What do you make of the Astros' deadline moves? Obviously, we'll see Greinke tonight, but how do you think the Astros set themselves up? Are they the favorites now in the World Series, in your opinion?
Yeah, I thought they were the favorites already. I mean, so that says a lot. I mean, they had almost the best record, certainly the best record in the AL before the trade, and you have those two horses at the front of your pitching rotation. You have guys who've been out and injured, and they might have the best, nine position players in baseball, and all of them getting back healthy, ready to go. They're going to start scoring a lot more runs, and then you go add Greinke. My goodness, I would say it's unfair, but it's this is what the Astros do, I've even written, I was like, oh, this is Yankees like, but when I really thought about it, I said, no, it's not even Yankees like. I mean, think about this. In three consecutive years here, they've added Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole, and Zach Greinke. So who does that? That's, the Yankees don't even do that kind of thing.
They don't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy that you can add those three guys to a team that's already a good team. It's not like, it's crazy that they've been able to pull that off, but that's how they're smarter than everybody. They are aggressive as all get out now that they've gotten there, and nobody believes it. And Crane told them, hey, once we get there, we're there to stay, and we're going to do what we can to prolong it. Believe in it now, that's for darn sure.
Hey, one more before we let you go. Obviously, Brent Strom gets a lot of credit when they bring these guys in and fix them. How much of it is him? How much of it is their analytics team sitting down with these guys and saying, hey, throw more of these pitches and less of these?
Overall, the group. I mean, it's they all fit in together and they all work together really well. And now that they've had some success, though, it's a heck of a lot easier to get the players to buy in. So, guys, you can't make a Justin Verlander change his style and what he does, right? But yeah, you can if you're the Astros and you hit him smart enough with the way you present it. And Gerrit Cole said, they told him stuff that he hadn't heard from from anybody else. And Pittsburgh hadn't told him that. And they showed him that, and they showed him video. They showed him statistics. They showed him charts and graphs. And they had all kinds of ways that he could look at it and see to convince him that he needed to do this, what they were telling him to do. And he was just impressed by the way that it was done. I mean, Jim Crane, I've talked to him when he first hired Jeff Lunoff, and he said, you know, he sat down with, I can't think of his name now, the GM before him, sat down with him and said, tell me about the team. What do we have? And then I pulled out a book, you know, with old handwritten charts in it, and was flipping through, you know, like very old school and flipping through the notebook, popping up. But when he sat Jeff Luno down, it was all digital and it was all up to date, and it was at the push of a button he could give everybody on the entire organization. And it was 21st century, not old school. So they had waited, is what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So they're 21st century across the board. Players buy into it. Players around the league are, you know, saying, hey, I want to come there. I want to be part of that, because they have a winning attitude and they're smarter than everybody. And, you know, it's up for the other teams to catch up. That's the difference with what the Astros are doing. They're ahead of everybody. Yeah, people are going to catch up and try to do what they do, but a lot of it, as long as they don't lose a whole lot of people going to other places, which they've lost some guys here in the last few years, but it takes those guys a long time to get somewhere else to try to build what the Astros have already built.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon, Houston Sports Show, which you can see on Channel 2, and you can also hear starting a week from Sunday at 9 a.m. right here. Jerome, great stuff as always. Appreciate the time, man.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. We're going to go to break. By the way, it's a local music Tuesday, except for when we have stuff like Jerome. And Aaron will tweet out the song or Facebook the song so that you can find out. If you hear something you like, you can go on there and find out what it was. And yes, we have listener appreciation tickets to give away at some point. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things from the... It's twice now. You're on a roll. Hockley Dan asks, with your interesting selection with women, were you a fan of the show Xena? Since Walker, Texas Ranger and Xena are back-to-back on TV. I was a fan of Xena, but Xena and I had the same tastes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both like women, so that one, you know.
I wasn't a big Xena guy.
I like those kind of shows, but once I found out that, you know, if we went to the bar, we'd be hitting on the same women, kind of lost
interest.
You
don't like that? Come on.
No, I mean, I like it. It's just, you know, she would win, and I wouldn't, so... And then Hiado and Guy has said he's been listening since the 2 p.m. days but had to quit because Sugarland gets terrible reception. Yeah, it's not one of our strong areas. But he's figures glad that we're on Twitch. So
there you go.
Now you can listen on Twitch. Happy to have you back, man. Now, this has been kind of a fun little addition. And, you know, it's just like the text line. There's some people who, you know, everybody loves AJ, and there's people who hate me. Either that or
it goes every way.
I think they've realized that if they say something bad about you, I'm not telling you anyway, and you don't read it. So, all right, time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, I had a couple of really good possibilities. One was the gang leader escaping jail dressing as his daughter. Did you see that one? That was hilarious.
A horrible costume, by the way.
Yeah, well, his daughter goes in. He basically dresses up like her. He was going to leave her in there.
Yeah.
He got caught. Didn't work. And then I had a pedophile beaten and drowned in a prison toilet bowl.
That's not good.
Yeah, well, it is.
I mean,
good.
Kinda
he's
good.
A pedophile.
Right? Yeah.
So instead, I'll go with this one. Florida, of course. Port Charlotte. A thunderstorm was pushing through the area, which happens. Mary Lou Ward, her husband, and their three dogs were listening to the rain.
Olympic gold medalist Mary Lou Ward.
No, that's...
Retton.
No, not Retton.
Yeah, Mary Lou Retton.
it's Dominique Soxa, right?
Oh, her, maybe her too.
Anyway. All right. But Mary Lou, her husband, and their three dogs were listening in to the rain and the rumbles of thunder when a loud bang shook through their home and even rattled the neighbor's home. We call that lightning. It was the loudest noise I've ever heard. It just went boom. And they got out of bed, went to the bathroom. The toilet was laying on the floor. Her porcelain toilet had blown to pieces.
Oh, no.
And it was the explosion was so big it even rattled the neighbor's home. Said the house shook so hard that plates and pictures came flying off the walls. Apparently, a lightning strike near the septic tank caused the explosion. You know, this is the second day in a row we've had kind of toilet-related gems. I would say yesterday's is worse, but, man, I don't want a toilet blowing up in my house,
no,
especially if it's hooked up to a septic tank.
That's not good.
You know it's coming the other way. So she says she hopes people will think twice about going to the bathroom during a storm.
Yeah. Just hold it till the storm goes away.
Exactly. Exactly.
Dummy.
That is your Sad Eye Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Sad Eye Jeweler gem of the day.
As Scott says, gives new meaning to blowing up the bathroom. Yeah. And a lot of people saying that the gang leader who tried to escape hung himself today.
Well, got him.
If you're such a turd that you're going to leave your daughter in there, oh well.
Well, I mean, if he left his daughter in there, wouldn't they have had to let the daughter go?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense.
She would just walk out 20 minutes later and be like, my dad left.
But see, wouldn't she be an accessory? She'd have to lie.
She's like a child.
She'd have to lie. She wasn't that small of a child. I mean, if you saw that guy, I thought it was a pretty good disguise.
You thought it was a good costume? Why did he wear a bra? Doesn't even have boobs.
Well, to make it look like he had boobs. That's what you do.
He didn't have any stuffing in the bra. He just wore a bra.
And what is? I mean, I'm sure they have toilet paper in there he could have used.
The best was when they had him stripped down to wearing nothing but that mask.
Yeah. Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, and there's still a lot to get to. We haven't even scratched the surface yet today. So I've got sportsy stuff. I got non-sportsy stuff. Just depends on what you're in the mood for. What are you feeling?
I guess we could go to the non-sportsy a little bit. We were pretty sportsy early on.
Yeah, I've got some college football stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, let's do that first.
And including the worst teams in the country.
Okay.
And at the 10 best quarterbacks, I've got that. I've got, I'd like to do a little college football. I'll tell you what, next segment we'll do college football. We'll give away the lap tickets.
Okay.
I'll try to find a way to do that. And then we'll just let it roll. We'll go from there.
All right.
So, by the way, when's Eric coming back?
Thursday.
Oh, good. I'll know what day to prepare for. All right. What am I talking about? Ah, yes. Guys, your credit card bill's getting out of hand. You're getting them every month. And multiple payments, multiple due dates. You got to make sure you didn't miss one. Wouldn't it be easier to just have one payment at a lower rate? Well, that's what you can do with Lightstream. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is over 19%. Plus, the rate's fixed, so it'll never go up over the life of the loan. And you can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with, get this, no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. The online application is so easy, you can apply right from your phone. They believe people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. How about this, just for the Blitzers? Apply now. Get a special interest rates discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's lightstream.com/FRED. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
I'm hoping the sun appears. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Please come back, take away this rain.